Jessica, thanks for joining us. I'd like to start things off. You have a story regarding a local LEADA tax that is being discussed.
Yes, so there will be a ballot on November 5th for voters to decide if they'd like to extend the LEADA tax, which is Local Economic Development Act tax. It will automatically be repealed on December 21st of 2020. That's next year, if voters decide to not reenact it. Now, the interesting thing about LEADA is that that money is used specifically for economic development. So that's gone to a couple of different projects within the community. And if voters decide to continue it, that automatically means a few extra funds for those upcoming projects past 2020.
Okay, now moving on to the next topic. There is going to be a public comment period to discuss a possible GRT, gross receipts tax, there in the city. What can you share with us?
So the city of Alamogordo published a first notice for a 1/8 of a GRT tax. Now, that could raise a little more than $300,000 for the city. GRTs are gross receipt taxes. So the current City of Alamogordo tax rate is 8%. Now, the worry among our commissioners is that that will push the rate up, number one, too, but it also opens the possibility of enacting other GRTs, which could raise that rate even higher. So the public is encouraged to talk to their local commissioners, to make their voices known, to really get a handle on how this funds raised through the GRT will be used in their community.
Okay, I bet that'll be an interesting discussion. And now moving on, there were some local Vietnam veterans recently honored at the American Armed Forces Museum. What can you share?
These are names that our community might recognize: Wallace Adams, Emil Ash, Jerry Mooney, Guillermo Willie Pena, and James Wilson. These are all Vietnam vets who were recognized last week by the American Armed Forces Museum. They were given pens, and the public was able to hear a little bit about their service, their thoughts on the war. Now, there will be another similar event happening in November for those who might have missed the most recent one. Really encourage you, if you've got a moment and have a veteran in your life, to pause and say thank you for their service, and ask if there's anything that you can do for them in return.
Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We will talk with you next week.
I look forward to it.